Hey, hi everybody. I hope you can all hear me. Welcome to From the Inside Out, Effective Ways to Manage Stress Teleseminar. It's lovely to see you all here. Hope you all got in on the call okay, and it's all working fine for you. It would be great if you could just put your name in the chat box at the bottom, just to say hi, and so I can see it's all working. Yeah, I can see your name's coming up. Yeah, that's great. Hi. Yeah, that's great. Okay. Looks like all of you are in, so that's wonderful. So like I said, welcome to From the Inside Out, Effective Ways to Manage Stress. So we're going to be discussing stress management today. My name's Mirella Fox, and I run Mirella Fox Life Coaching. I obviously am a life coach, and one of the big things that we do as a life coach is actually do stress management. So I thought this course would be perfect for today's teleseminar. So just a quick bit of housekeeping before we get started. If you can please turn off your mobiles and close down all other tabs on your computer, as I really would like your full attention for the next 50 minutes, 60 minutes or so. What we're going to be discussing will be more beneficial to you all without distractions. So that's great. Thanks everybody for attending. I'm really looking forward to this call, and I know you will be learning a lot about how to manage your stress. So like I said, my name's Mirella. Some of you may know me, some of you may not. So just a very brief introduction, because I know we all just want to get started, don't we really? So I'm a life coach. I'm a fully qualified life coach who's got a degree in psychology. I've got a couple of daughters and a partner at home, and I love my job as a life coach. I love dealing with people, and I love dealing with all the issues. It gives me great job satisfaction doing this job. So I hope you're going to be learning a lot today about stress. So I'm going to just give you a quick overview of the agenda for the call today, breaking down what we will be covering, just so you know what to expect. So we're going to cover several key points about stress management. It's actually key points that you can implement right away. So we've broken this teleseminar into six sections. So our first section is we're going to be discussing what can you gain from stress management. How do you respond to stress is number two. Module three is what are the types of stress? And then we're going to discuss some stress management techniques. We're going to discuss how will you manage your stress. And our last part we're going to discuss is what are the implications of managing or not managing stress. So I hope you're all ready for this. Please participate. I've tried to make this an interactive call, so you should have all your exercises in front of you. Before you logged onto this call, I asked you if you could print out the activity sheets that I provided. You should have sheet 1, 2, 3, 4A, 4B, 5, and I think 6. Yeah, you should have 6 activity sheets with you on this call. So, I hope you're all ready. Let's get to it. Okay, so we all know when we're feeling stressed what that feels like, but what actually triggers this stress response? It's usually triggered by external circumstances, that things that threaten our physical, emotional, or psychological safety. The bottom line is that we all experience it, some more than others. So what specifically has drawn you to this teleseminar? I'm going to ask each of you to state your name, briefly tell me what you hope to gain by exploring stress management, if you're interested in sharing that. Please do not feel that you have to, but if you could just pop something in the comment box, that would be great, and then we can see where we are with that. Yeah, please feel free to put it in the comment box what you're hoping to, well, actually, what you really would like to gain from stress management. Okay, yeah, thanks. To be more chilled, to be more relaxed. Okay, to be able to deal with situations. Right, okay, yeah. Okay, well, we have quite a few bits coming up on people and comments you're making, so we will be discussing, yeah, probably all of those actually. So First of all, I think we're going to be looking at activity sheet one. So if you can get the first sheet out, it's called, I'm just having a look myself, it's called expectations. So there is actually just two questions on that one. One, what is the current source of stress? Two, what drew me to this teleseminar? So I'll just give you a few seconds, 30 seconds or so, if you can answer those questions. Just what is your current source of stress and what drew me to this teleseminar? We will get back to those. So that's great. Yeah, put that to the side just for now. So you have lots of worthwhile reasons for wanting to explore stress management. Let's begin by taking a look at how you might respond to a fairly common stressful situation. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to explain a situation, a common stressful situation, and we're going to explore a technique for coping with this stress. So the stress we experience can be magnified or minimized by how we react to it. So we're going to be visualizing a stressful situation. My example here is a traffic jam. And then you're going to use your experience of the situation to explore some stress management techniques. So first of all, if you could have a look at your exercises, and that is exercise sheet two, please. That's called stress responses. Yeah, that's great. You can see on there you've got 6 there. So if you all got your forms out. So what I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be explaining to you a situation. I'm going to put you in a scenario, and then your activity sheets can be used to write down your thoughts and reaction to the situation, and I'll tell you when to write something down. And at the end of the visualization activity, you will learn a stress management strategy. So, let's begin. If everybody's ready, let me start. Okay, this scenario. Picture yourself being stuck in an unexpected traffic jam. You are surrounded by cars. No one is moving. You see a traffic signal ahead with a red light. Ah, the light changes to green, and you feel hope that the cars ahead of you will begin to move. But no one seems to be moving. Come on, move, you say out loud with frustration. After 1 minute, the light changes to yellow, and then to red. Not a single car moved. Okay, now notice what you're thinking. Notice how your body's responding. Write down a few notes about this in section one of your stress responses sheet. I'll give you 30 seconds to write that down. Okay, we'll carry on. Now imagine as you're sitting in this traffic jam that you're running late for a job interview. You look at the clock and are reminded that you need to be at your interview in 15 minutes. You're beginning to worry about being late. What thought comes into your mind? How would you describe your body's response? Again, please write down a few notes in section two. I'll give you about 30 seconds to answer. The light turns green again. You feel hopeful that the traffic will surge forward, but no one moves again. After a minute, the light cycles to yellow and then red. Once again, you didn't move an inch. How much of a spike did your mental stress just make? Can you give it a percentage? Did it go up 10%? 50%? And then please think about how much of a spike did your physical stress just make. Give that a percentage too. you can write down your thoughts on both those in section 3. Okay, we continue. It's a hot summer day. Your windows are rolled up and your air conditioner is blasting as it tries to keep you cool. The driver of the car next to you suddenly turns up the volume of his stereo full blast. All you can hear is the annoying thump, thump, boom, boom of his superwoofers as the pounding sensation resonates and vibrates your car with every beat. You hate this kind of music and feel your anger surge as the other driver imposes his music on you. In section 4, write down a single word that describes your mental response and another one for your physical response. Again, I'll give you 30 seconds. Okay, we carry on. The light finally turns green, and you are once again hopeful that traffic will begin to move. You can't see very far ahead, but you notice the car in front of you moves forward slightly. And suddenly, the guy with the thump-thump stereo lurches forward and tries to squeeze in front of you into the small space that was just created. This feels disrespectful to you, so you honk your horn at him. He responds with an obscene gesture and continues to crowd into the small space. This time, see if you can assign a shape or color to your mental and physical stress responses. Please make your notes in section 5. Again, I'll give you 30 seconds. Okay, we continue. Now your attention is drawn to your dashboard where a bright yellow light suddenly appears. It's your check engine light. You just had your car serviced last month, so there's no reason why that light should be coming on right now. You can feel the tension grow as you begin to wonder if your car will stall on you and if you will ever get to this interview. To reduce the strain on your car, you turn your air conditioner off and open your windows. You can hear your neighbor's thump-thumping stereo even louder now. Feel your heart pounding and your pulse speeding up. You notice your mouth is dry, your forehead is sweaty, and your head is starting to hurt. You feel trapped in a situation that is inescapable. Undoubtedly, you are definitely going to be late for your job interview. Okay, we will end the visualization here. Now it's time to experience some stress relief. We carry with us at all times one of the most powerful stress management techniques that exists. It's breathing. We all know how to breathe, but most of us breathe too shallowly to get the stress-reducing benefits of breathing. And when it comes to managing stress, a shallow breath doesn't do enough. To breathe deeply, you need to allow your abdomen, your lower stomach, to expand. Let's try it. If you're sitting down, just sit up straight. And as you take a deep breath, notice the effect it has on your mind and body. Take a slow, deep breath inward, allowing your lower abdomen to expand as though your breath reaching all the way down to the bottom of your stomach. Hold for 2 seconds. You release the breath and allow your abdomen to return to its normal position. Once again, you take another deep breath. Again, like we just said, breathing all the way down to your abdomen, allowing your stomach to expand, and then releasing it calmly as you exhale. On your activity sheet, write a word, picture, or phrase that describes how your mind and body are responding to the deep breathing. Is it like a pressure cooker letting off steam? Or does it feel more like a feather falling gently down? Now do the same for your body. I'll give you 30 seconds to write that down. Okay, let's look at the 3 questions arising from this visualization and the breathing technique you just used. First, what type of thoughts did you have as the situation was becoming more stressful? let me know by sending a little message on the chat box. Let me know what sort of things you were feeling. Okay. Yeah, people were saying they were feeling stressed out, getting frustrated, getting annoyed, getting angry. Okay. So it's difficult for most people to think about strategies to calm themselves down. It tends to be honest, be more common for people to allow negative thoughts to just creep into your head. And sometimes as well, we tend to express the negative thoughts inappropriately by complaining, venting, yelling, worrying, or feeling intense frustration and anger. So secondly, what physical sensations did you notice as the situation was becoming more stressful? Again, give me some answers in the chat box. Okay, thanks, faster heartbeat, yeah. Feeling sick? Yeah, okay. Headache? Yeah. Clenched jaw? Yeah. Sweaty palms? Butterflies? Yeah. That's great. Thank you very much for sharing those. Like we just said, I mean, physical sensations can include things like what we just mentioned. Faster, harder heartbeat, tightness in muscles, indigestion, stomach ache, tiredness, skin rash, sweaty palms, butterflies in your stomach, trembling. So, and thirdly, how did the breathing exercise affect you? Then give me some responses if you may. If you wish to share, you don't have to. Just put it in the comment box if there's anything. Okay, that's good to hear. Most people are more calm doing their breathing. More relaxed, yeah. That's great. Thank you for your comments. Breathing is a proven method for calming down your body's reactions to a stressful situation. So if you calm your physical reactions, you can actually pay more attention to your thoughts. So this really gives you a chance to get away from those negative thoughts and move towards thoughts about how you can manage the situation. So, I hope you're all doing okay there. I know it was I tried to get across this visualization, so I hope you all managed to calm yourselves down and be relaxed. But this exercise was just to show you all how we respond to being in a traffic jam, and also to experience the effect of using breathing as one of our stress management techniques. So there are obviously other kinds of stress. So we're going to go into that a little bit deeper. There's two types of stress, actually. So in what we just did, we looked at how we might respond mentally and physically to a traffic jam. Now, I know that for most of us, this is a very common stressor. So a traffic jam represents one of two types of stress experiences. While a traffic jam is stressful, you will recover very quickly once you get out of the traffic jam. In other types of situations, stress may be longer lasting. So that's what we're going to look at next. If you can get out the activity sheet 3, please. Activity sheet 3, I'm just having a quick look, is called... Types of stress. Okay. And you should have a table with 4 boxes on there. Feel free to take some notes on here. So the two different types of stresses are acute stress and chronic stress. So I think maybe some of you are already aware, but we will just run over it again in that case. And others who are not aware, this will be really helpful for you to know about. So acute stress, that's, as the word acute says, it's just a sudden, occasional, and it's like a brief experience. So you may typically experience a sharp spike in your body's reaction, but the experience does not really stay with you for long, and the stressor goes very quickly. So what we just visualized, a traffic jam, is an example of this type of stress, because obviously we were in it. Once you get out of it, it's gone. But the second type of stress is chronic stress. And this is the kind of stress you might not notice until you hit a physical, emotional, or psychological tipping point. Or something, it may be something that can be built up over time. So for this kind of thing, I'm thinking about things like a stressful job, work environment, or anything like a long-term illness. Those can all be seen as chronic stress. So if you have a look at your sheet there, I think we just discussed the definition, and we just discussed some examples. So we'll give you some more examples to go over. So if we look at start looking at acute stress first of all, just some examples, that might be the best thing to move on with. So can anybody feel comfortable mentioning but some acute stress situations that you can think of? Remember, acute is a sudden stress, not a long-lasting one. If anybody wants to say, then please feel free to put it in the comments box. Okay, yeah, financial problems. Stuck in traffic, obviously, yeah, that's fine. Public speaking, yeah, that's a very good one. Being late, being yelled at, going on a roller coaster, yeah, those are all brilliant examples. So I've got some more that I can think of. Maybe if you're given a short-term task and it's difficult, that might be something. Somebody yelling at you. Physical injury, maybe performing if you're going on stage or something, maybe your wedding day, anything like that. So that's great. We have some great examples. So if we look at chronic stress, again, let's think about some examples of this. So again, if we just reiterate, chronic stress is the stress that is a long-term stress. Okay. So can anybody think about something that could become, just show me an example as a chronic stress. Yeah, feel free to type it in the chat box, please. Okay, work stuff, yeah, can't find a job. Difficulty with workers. Living in a dangerous neighborhood. Again, yes, financial problems, they can be, yes, they can definitely be chronic. Health problems, illnesses, fighting in a marriage or a relationship, starting a new business, yeah, they're all really good examples. Yeah, that's great. Thank you for putting all those in. So the only other thing I thought of was physical limitations. That obviously is a chronic, but that's more on the sort of health problems and illness thing. And obviously, like you've just mentioned, living in a dangerous neighborhood or other things within the job market, more like you can't find a job, you've got a difficult manager or difficult co-workers, anything like that. So that's brilliant. Thank you. I hope you filled in your sheets and I hope you learned something from sort of the differences between acute and chronic stress. So neither one of these stresses is obviously particularly healthy not for our minds nor our bodies. But there are ways to avoid and diminish the effects of acute stress and chronic stress. So it's just like what you experience with the breathing exercise after the traffic jam visualization. So let's look at some other approaches to managing stress. So like I said, we looked at chronic and acute. So let's start by looking at two general approaches to coping with stressful situations. So we would look at reactive and proactive. So for this, you need to get out your worksheet 4A, and it's got quite clearly on there your proactive, reactive, and you've got about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 boxes in there for you to fill in, and it's called Activity Sheet 4A, Approaches to Managing Stress. So let's start with the proactive approach. So this is a preemptive attempt to avoid or minimize the potential for stress. So a proactive approach involves modifying your behavior or mindset before the stressful situation has occurred. So with the proactive approach, you make a habit out of preparing yourself to handle a stressful situation that life sends your way. So they're both healthy and unhealthy ways to respond proactively. So again, on your sheet, you can write these down if you want. An example of a healthy proactive approach is to make a daily habit of doing yoga. This approach tends to work for people. This approach helps, obviously, people handle stressful situations, and it helps you remain calm and more in control. So this reduces the experience of stress. An example of an unhealthy proactive approach would be something like the use of drugs. While the use of drugs may create a sense of calm and control, it can also be very dangerous, illegal, and ultimately they do not properly manage the stress. The other approach to managing stress is reactive. This is really an in-the-moment response to a stressful situation. So reactive approaches involve changing your behavior or mindset after the initial stress. So you take action in reaction to experiencing stress. Makes sense. You take action in reaction to experiencing stress. When you respond in a healthy, reactive way, you minimize the effects of stress. For example, if you're stuck in a traffic jam, you know that breathing deeply can help you calm your nerves. When you respond in an unhealthy, reactive way, you may feel as though you've minimized the stress, but you may be causing other problems. So, for example, think of maybe having a cup of drinks at the bar after sitting through the traffic jam. This might calm your nerves, but if you drink too much, it will be dangerous for you to get behind the wheel, or it may lead you into a habit of handling stress with alcohol. So unhealthy reactive responses tend to lead to other problems in the short term or in the long term. Ideally, you want to practice healthy, proactive, and reactive approaches. So when we look at there's activity sheet 4B, it's got types and techniques on there. So you can have a look and look at those, and there's sort of approaches to managing stress, and you can have a look at the acute column and the chronic column. So if we were handling something proactively in the acute situation, we could look at it. What would you have done prior to being caught in the traffic jam? So we can think about examples of that. That could be plan and prepare in advance, don't cut the time so close, practice a relaxation technique. All of those are fine. So if we look at ways that we could handle that situation reactively, in addition to breathing deeply, what could you have done during your experience of the traffic jam to minimize the stress? So again, things for that are possible answers are things like turn on relaxing music, think peaceful thoughts, practice relaxation technique. If you can, remove yourself from the situation. And that's like find a new perspective, mindset, or a new way of seeing the situation. So if we look now at the chronic stress, and then we again have the options of proactive and reactive techniques. So if we look at one situation that involves chronic stress, we're going to have if you can have a think about that and see how we can, how would we use proactive approaches to managing stress in a chronic stressful situation. So, in other words, what would you do prior to the stressful situation to minimize the stress of it? So, again, think about possible answers could be meditation, exercise, make better plans, prepare more thoroughly, change the situation or circumstances, exercise, healthy eating. There's lots of answers for that one. And then if we can look at the other side of it, so how would you handle the situation reactively? And that's in other words, what could you do during the stressful situation to minimize the stress of it? So again, things for that would be, answers for that could be, take a break, completely remove yourself from the situation. So that's just some examples. I mean, if you have time after the call, you can have another look through these and come up with some other ones for that. So we've looked at some proactive and reactive techniques for managing stress in both acute and chronic situations. Now it's time to bring this knowledge a little closer to home and see how you want to manage stress in your life. So before I go on to that, just really quickly wanted to explain that it is possible to do this stress management that we're doing on the call today as a coaching package. You can purchase that from my website, which is www.mirellafox.lifecoaching.co.uk. And there's a section there, products, and you are able to purchase quite a few of my self-study packages, which you can work through in your own time. And I'm also looking towards making some more tele-seminars like this one to share about different things. So do feel free to go and have a look at that. Obviously, I am a life coach. I'm always available for one-to-one consultations. So again, feel free to go to the website, www.mirellafoxlifecoaching.co.uk. And there's lots of details on there on how to organize a one-on-one with me. So, okay, time to get onto the next part. How will you manage your stress? So, as you can see, there are many different ways to handle stress, and you may begin to realize that each technique has its own pros and cons. For example, the pro of deep breathing is that you don't need special equipment or special instructions. You can do it anytime. The con might be that it's hard to remember because your body's autonomic nervous system keeps you breathing naturally without any thought. So when we actually have a look at activity sheet 4B, I know we already did some of that. You can add some more onto that if you want to. So feel free just to get some more examples and ideas on that. And I think we also, on this one, yes, we can also use Activity Sheet 5. Or again, if you can work through that, again, just have a little think about techniques that you could use for all those situations: active, acute proactive, acute reactive, chronic proactive, and chronic reactive. Look at the techniques, the pros and cons. So this again will help you on how to manage your stress and what would be a good idea on how to manage it. But we're going to discuss a little bit more anyway in a moment. So we've discussed the pros and cons of various techniques to manage stress in both acute and chronic situations. So let's look at the benefits of managing our stress well and what can happen when we don't. So we've explored the techniques and the pros and cons of some of the techniques. Now it's time to personalize the importance of stress management to your own life. So here's the metaphor that we'll use for this discussion. It's a stormy day and the rain is coming down hard. Picture yourself standing outside in the storm, holding an umbrella. The umbrella is your tool for protecting yourself from the rain, from getting too wet. Even with the umbrella, you're still going to get wet if you're outside, but it still provides some degree of protection. Of course, if you enjoy the rain and enjoy getting wet, the umbrella may be a hindrance to you enjoying yourself. It's like going on a roller coaster. It may be stressful, but it's also fun and thrill-seeking. But if you're dressed up in a business suit, on your way to attend an important meeting, you probably don't want to get too wet, so you need the umbrella. Now imagine that you have the equivalent of an umbrella when you're in a stressful situation. That is, you know some really good techniques for proactively or reactively shielding yourself from stress. These techniques may not eliminate stress, just as the umbrella won't completely eliminate the rain hitting you, but they do provide a level of insulation. Now we're going to explore the ramification of not using stress management techniques and the benefits of using them. So for this, we're going to get out Activity Sheet 6. It's called Stress Implications, and it has a big cloud with rain and an umbrella on this sheet. So the part above the umbrella represents the ramifications of not managing stress in a healthy way. The part under the umbrella represents the benefits of managing stress. So if you can write down some ideas regarding outcomes of managing and not managing stress on the activity sheets, and I'll give you a minute for that, or if you just want to pause the tape, you can just do that. Okay, I hope you managed to pause the tape and put those notes and ideas on there. This proactive approach to learning really will help you to take it all in. And if you write things down and write notes and let your brain think about what you're actually trying to learn, then it will really help you and you'll feel great benefit because you'll take it all in and you'll remember what we've discussed. So this is for you really to make the learning more of a benefit to you. So if anybody's happy to share with all of us any ideas, let's look at unmanaged stress. What sort of thoughts have people come up with? Give me some ideas of what happens if you cannot manage stress. Put it in the comments box, please. Okay, so we've got comments coming up like headaches, depressed, not sleeping, not eating, high blood pressure, tiredness. Yeah, those are some great ideas. I think things like heart disease, skin diseases, immune system problems, they're all part of the unmanaged stress. So that, you know, it's really not good for your mind or body to have unmanaged stress. So when we look at managed stress, just give me some ideas on how you would feel if you could manage your stress and if you manage your stress much better. What sort of outcomes would you get? Anybody, put them in the comments box, please. Okay, so we have peace, healthier, better friendships, better health, longer life, better home life. Okay, yeah, we've got quite a lot of good answers there, so... feeling satisfied, more resilience, that's a good one, sufficient reserves, and better work life, as well as home life and better friendship. So there's a great lot of ideas there, so that's really wonderful. So that's really, really good work for everybody. Everybody, you know, we've discussed some effective stress management techniques as we went through this process. So we've also looked at the two different types of stress that you can have, which we discussed, acute and chronic. So we explored a different way of handling stress, again, under the sort of proactive and reactive approaches. And as we explored specific techniques, we went over the pros and cons of these techniques. So if you look back at activity sheet one, what one or two techniques will you be using going forward to help you handle the stressful situation you described? You can just either put it in the comment box if you like, or just have a think and think about what we discussed and what would be helpful for you to use, obviously, going forward. Okay, yeah, a lot of people commented they like the breathing, yeah. And it's obviously so easy because you've got it with you all the time, so that's great, but you do have to think about it and do it. Yeah, relaxation, meditation. That's brilliant. Yeah. So, yes, you've come up with some great ideas there. So, yeah, that's wonderful. So, I'm so glad you all came on this call, and I really hope that, you know, you've learned a lot about stress, learned a lot about stress management, and obviously how to deal with it. So, obviously, I've discussed with you briefly already about the offer that I'm doing. Obviously, I have got on my website lots of other teleseminars as well as coaching packages that are all part of my company. So if you do feel that you want to take me up on any of those, please feel free to go to www.mirellafox.lifecoaching.co.uk, and under products you will find all the different products that you can do. Or I also offer a one-to-one session, and I do an introductory first session for free, 30 minutes. So if you're interested in that, please make contact through my website. So really, that's it for today. I want to thank you all for joining me on this call. I hope you found the information I shared with you valuable. So I will be trying to do some more teleseminars, and I will be putting them up on my website. So do feel free to have a look. And that's pretty much it. I hope you've all enjoyed it. It's great to meet you all. Thanks again, everybody. Goodbye.